You're listening to All Things Considered on 88.5 KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. State elections officials continue to report huge returns in this early part of the voting period. So far, the state is at about 25% turnout, with more than 1.2 million ballots returned. That's compared to about 10% turnout at this point in 2016. Counties across Western Washington say they are beating records. So what happens after you and your ballot part ways? We went to Tacoma to find out.
Hello, thank you.
Donna Staff is standing in the parking lot at the Pierce County Auditor's Office. She's wearing a blue mesh vest with the word elections on it and greeting car after car in a long but moving line of traffic that's approaching a large drop box. Each driver rolls down the window, holding out a burgundy and white envelope. It's a Pierce County ballot. Some reach out and put the envelope in the slot on the box. Others hand them directly to staff and watch as she does it for them. That's a small thing, but it speeds up the process. I ask her if she has a minute to talk.
If I don't get run over in the meantime, okay?
We step out of the danger zone. Staff works full-time in the auditor's office, but elections are not her regular duty. She just helps out as needed.
Most everybody's very thankful, happy to vote. Every now and then you get one that's a little more determined than the others.
A team of Pierce County election workers has rolled up in a county van to do that day's collection. There are always two people on these teams. They never work alone. They open the back door of the ballot box and begin putting envelopes into specially marked cardboard boxes, which are then sealed with a red piece of plastic.
Okay.
Like a heavy-duty zip tie. The seal has a number on it, which is recorded on two pieces of paper. One goes in the box, another on the lid, and once they've done all that, they move to the next stop. Each day, crews like this one will collect ballots from half of the 46 drop boxes around the county. On and on until election day, when the last batches are brought in after 8 p.m. They arrive here at a warehouse next to the Pierce County Auditor's Office. Kyle Hawk is the elections manager.
So now they're going to come in and they're literally going to check in each box to make sure we have containers from every location they went to.
We watch as crews line up boxes and call out locations. Then it's time to open them up. They cut the seals on the boxes and compare those two pieces of paper.
One on the lid, and there's one on the inside of the box, so we can see that this seal that they wrote matches exactly both the outside and the inside of the container and has not been tampered with since it left the drop box.
Away from the noisy warehouse, Hawk explains what comes next. The ballots are put into trays and then fed into a machine.
Our mail sorter will take those. It'll take an image.
Scanning some 18,000 ballots an hour. The images go to the statewide voter registration system, and your ballot is recorded as having been received.
At that point, our signature check crews will go through one by one and check those signatures.
About a fifth of the signatures warrant an extra look, but few are rejected for those reasons. In this year's August primary, it was less than one half of 1% that ultimately were rejected because of their signatures. So once the signatures are checked, the process moves along.
The envelope is still sealed the entire time.
The envelopes go into trays in groups of 250, then into a room with workers sitting at individual tables out in the open. It smells vaguely of bleach in here, lots of precautionary cleaning going on these days. That worker opens the envelopes, separates the ballots, and then sends them to a scanner which reads and records each voter's individual choices.
And they'll kind of sit in a holding pattern until it's 8 o'clock on election day, and we're able to finally hit the tabulate button.
And that is the first time anyone, the staff at the county auditor's office, the observers, we in the press, and the voting public, gets a look at the numbers.
This is not the most glamorous part of democracy. I understand that, but it's also the most important part.
That's James Long, associate professor of political science at the University of Washington. He studies election systems and has been an international observer of elections in Kenya, Afghanistan, South Africa, and other countries. He also hosts a podcast about election security. Mail-in voting is not perfect, he says. For example, voters can make choices early in the voting window and then have things happen later that might change their minds.
And you actually saw this in the Democratic primary in Washington, right? People sent their ballots in, candidates dropped out, and they had already voted for candidates, you know, and they can't get their ballot back, right? So we've actually seen a version of this.
But he says Washington's system is really good. First, postage is prepaid, so voters don't need to find a stamp. And he says the way counties process and tally ballots is solidly in line with international standards. Election officials here have had a lot of practice at getting this right.
The problem in a state like Michigan or Florida or Pennsylvania is they haven't had the experience over time like Washington to get the processing part correct. It's going to take them a long time. It's going to be a job they've never done at scale at this level.
They might not have had the same training as Washington election workers, for example, on how to verify signatures. So it will take longer for them to get through counting, and voters could get anxious.
If everybody can relax, you know, an Afghan election takes about 3 months before you're done with the count. Nobody thinks the day after they're going to have a result. And I know, America, you know, we have systems that allow us to have it faster, but if everybody could just like take a deep breath and let those people do their jobs, they will do them better. They will do them more quickly. And then we don't slow them down and we don't get in the way.
Okay. But those are other states. Back here at home?
Well, I tell you what, I wish I could turn down the noise.
Julie Anderson is the Pierce County Auditor. She says her job is to instill confidence in the system, and this time of year, she spends a lot of time responding to questions or concerns that have nothing to do with Washington State's voting system.
For example, long lines at polling places, or one state won't open and process ballots if it's missing the secrecy sleeve. For example, which is something that Washington State would never do. We're in the business of counting ballots, not keeping ballots out.
There are 13 full-time staff members in Pierce County's Elections Division, but in a presidential election year, seasonal employees boost that workforce to about 300 people. At the end of the day, the mission, Anderson says, is to make sure the public trusts the results.
We do that. We do that through our performance. We do that with the way that we communicate and receive voters. And that's what gets us going and keeps us going all the time, is knowing that we're the stewards and we want people at the end of the day to leave with a good feeling and have confidence. We're going to make some great decisions in Washington State, and the more people that participate, the better decisions the government will make.
That's Pierce County Auditor Julie Anderson. Some numbers for you, just to emphasize how busy the ballot collection has been. In the first 5 days of voting, Pierce County received three times the amount of ballots compared to the same period in 2016. In King County, from drop boxes alone, officials say they've picked up more than 195,700 ballots. Now, that was as of mid-morning yesterday, and by our math, that's about 18 times the amount they'd received by this point in the last presidential election.